Thanks, Brad. Good morning. 38-year-old Jesus Galindo was driving his vehicle westbound on State Route 36. For unknown reasons, Mr. Galindo lost control of the vehicle, crossed into the opposing traffic lane, left the roadway, and struck a large utility pole. Galindo was fatally injured in the collision. He had his two children in the vehicle at the time of that collision. The children sustained minor injuries and were transported to Redwood Memorial Hospital for examination. It appears that the weather may have been a factor in the collision, and it does not appear that alcohol was a contributing factor in the collision. The investigation, it's continuing. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-1, enacting an emergency county ordinance that would restrict access to the courthouse grounds. Responding to complaints from constituents, the board will now work on language that will become a permanent ordinance, a process that will take at least until the end of summer. The vote achieved the necessary 4/5 needed to enact the emergency ordinance, despite opposition of nearly every speaker who took their turn during the public comment period. Mark Lovelace was the lone no vote. The supervisors cited health and safety concerns as the driving force behind the measure, which will, among other things, ban protesters from the courthouse grounds from 9:30 p.m. until 6 a.m. County regulations already prohibit the camping, but the new ordinance also bans applying signs to fences, using temporary structures for shelter, and prohibiting any group from impeding the daily business at the courthouse. There will be a tsunami warning communications test today. Reporter Dan Squire, he has the details.
And there will be a tsunami warning communications test, an annual test of the siren alert system set in areas of the county likely to be affected by a tsunami following an earthquake. You'll hear that test on all 5 stations at Eureka Broadcasting as well as on television. And add to your preparedness, the Redwood Coast Tsunami Work Group, which includes the Sheriff's Office of Emergency Services and Humboldt State University, has prepared and released new tsunami maps for the area. The highly detailed maps depict the likely impact zones of a tsunami and are worth taking a look at. You can find the maps on the HSU website, and they show the likely areas to be affected from Oreck to the Eel River Basin, as well as in Shelter Cove. The maps will help you plan for a tsunami event and list not only impact zones, but evacuation sites as well.
Thanks, Dan. A bill that would repeal a $150 fire prevention fee for rural landowners made it out of an assembly committee yesterday. The first fee, which has been opposed by both rural landowners as well as by rural fire departments, would be collected on a yearly basis and would affect more than 800,000 homeowners in the state. More KINS News, it's right after this.
Want to hear some good old-fashioned barbershop harmony? Come to the Arkley Center on April 21st at 7:29 p.m. to hear the Humboldt Harmoniers as we present our Laughter and Love Songs, featuring guest quartet Artistic License, several local groups, and the Humboldt Harmoniers. Tickets are $17. Call a barbershopper or the Arkley Center at 442-1956. That's 7:29 p.m., April 21st at the Arkley Center.
Humboldt State University has received top honors for its direct, ongoing engagement with North Coast communities. The Service Learning Center, a team of community partners and HSU students, faculty, and administrators, as well as the student-led YES, the Youth Educational Services Program, have been named to the President's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll, according to an announcement from the U.S. Department of Education. The award recognizes the more than 1,400 Humboldt State students who organized more than 50 projects last year. The Six Rivers National Forest has proposed using federal funding to repair at least 19 roads on forest land that were damaged by winter storms last year. The roads must be maintained for both public access and for National Forest personnel to perform their duties. The locations of the roads are in the Lower Trinity, Mad River, and Orleans Ranger Districts. You can add your comments about the proposed repair plan online or contact the local forest headquarters at the Bayshore Mall in Eureka. With the KINS and Sub the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.